Strange and Scary Mysteries of the Month, June 2020. Strange and Scary Mysteries of the Month is a compilation of the weird, disturbing, and downright baffling stories currently happening in our world. From UFOs to serial killers, ancient sites, mysterious creatures, and even ghosts. These are the Strange and Scary Mysteries of the Month for June 2020. Number 5. Unusual Creatures in 5-Million-Year-Old Cave. Bugs with translucent skin and animals with no eyes. These are among the latest creatures found in what could be one of the oldest caves untouched by man until now. The Movil Cave in Romania is considered by biologists as having one of the harshest conditions in any cave system in the world. It lies several miles west of the Black Sea and has remained underground, unexplored by man for approximately 5.5 million years. Naturally protected by difficult terrain, it is notoriously tough to reach, with access involving going through slim vertical shafts and limestone tunnels. At the bottom, there's no sunlight, so the cave is pitch black. The oxygen is only 10% of that found on the surface, and there's an abundance of carbon dioxide as well as hydrogen sulfide. This makes the air surrounding the cave poisonous to most living creatures. And yet, despite the harsh environment, biologists were surprised to find that instead of a dead ecosystem, a multitude of living creatures actually thrived inside. They found spiders, centipedes, isopods, leeches, water scorpions, and more. So far, they've noted 48 species, 33 of which are found nowhere else on the planet except inside this cave. What makes these creatures so distinctive is they've ended up developing unique characteristics like having no eyes, since they don't need them in the pitch black environment, and the lack of skin pigmentation, because there's no sunlight. Many of the creatures have also developed long limbs or legs together with elongated antenna to help them navigate through the darkness. As for how they're surviving, normally plants and animals rely on food and water as well as various systems like photosynthesis for energy. But for these creatures, they gather energy through a process known as chemosynthesis. In this case, energy is taken from methane and sulfur oxidizing bacteria. These bacteria release nutrients that are gobbled up by other bacteria and fungi inside the cave. These then create microbial mats all over the water surface and cave walls. The microbial mats are eaten by the grazers. In turn, the grazers are devoured by predatory creatures. It's a unique system, never been found elsewhere on the planet. Biologists believe the bacteria has been there for much longer, but it's likely the creatures became trapped underground around 5.5 million years ago. To this day, they've stayed living there in the sealed cave and are proof that life can survive even in the most inhospitable environments. Number 4. Abducted child returns home after 32 years. In 1988, Mao Yin was just 2 years old when he was abducted from his family in the Zhangshanzai province of China. Mao was sold to another family, his name changed to Gu Ningning, and was raised by his adoptive parents as their own child. Back in 1988, the young boy was with his father, close to the Jinling Hotel in Xi'an. Mao was thirsty and asked his dad for some water. They both stopped in front of the entrance of the hotel, and his father left him home alone for mere minutes to get the water. But when he returned, his son was gone. Mao's parents were distraught over his disappearance, but they never stopped looking for him. His mother, Li, immediately quit her job and devoted her life to looking for her abducted son. She sent out hundreds of thousands of flyers and posters, went on hundreds of interviews and shows, pleading for anyone that might have seen her son. In her search, she became an advocate for missing children in China. In 2007, she joined a group that roughly translates to Baby Come Home, which has created an organized database of parents looking for their missing children and for children seeking their parents. Over the years, the group has reunited more than 3,000 families. Currently, it has listed over 51,000 parents searching for their missing children. Li herself has assisted in finding and reuniting 29 missing children with their respective families. and she vows to keep helping and fighting off child abduction in her country. While assisting others, she never forgot her own son, of course. She followed up on over 300 tips, and at one point she even headed to Sichuan because of a lead, only to find out it was a different child with the same name as her son. Finally, after 32 years, though, there was some hope in Mao's case. In April of 2020, police found out Mao had been sold to a childless couple for roughly $845. The young boy had grown up in neighboring Sichuan, gone on and attended university, and even had his own business, an interior design company. Police identified him with the help of technology. Old photographs of Mao were taken and police projected what his facial features would look like once he grew up into an adult. Using this, they used facial recognition to help determine possible matches. Later on, DNA testing was done for confirmation, and it was a positive match. So on May 10th, when Mother's Day was happening in China, Li received the news that her son had been found. A week later, the reunion between the parents and Mao was broadcast over local and international news. It was a tearful reunion as the family hugged each other after years of being apart. Mao's father gently gave his son a kiss on the forehead. For Li, she couldn't believe that after helping others to find their sons, she would eventually find her own. Child trafficking and abduction is a serious problem in China. Toddlers and infants are abducted from parents and sold for adoption to childless couples or forced into prostitution, pickpocketing, or child labor. Other times, they are sold into orphanages who cater to foreign adoptions. This problem persists, and with China's family planning policy, even the authorities become child abductors in a way. One case covered by the Los Angeles Times involved identical twins forcibly separated at birth by the government. One was adopted and sent to the United States, while the other remained with the family in China. But that's only a fraction of the larger problem that continues to haunt the country today. Number 3. Dead soccer star found alive. In 2016, fans and friends of those who knew soccer player Heinik Kamba thought he had died. He was reported dead after getting into a car crash in his home country of Congo. Everything looked legit. His ex-wife presented a death certificate and collected life insurance for the soccer star. The only problem is that he never died at all. At one point, Kamba was a professional soccer player with a promising career in front of him. But in 2005, his family was deported from Germany back to Congo, save for Kamba, owing to his soccer player status. But to the shock of many, Kamba was recently found alive and working as a chemical technician in Germany at an energy company. According to him, while he was in the Congo in 2016, his friends took advantage of him while they were on a trip in the interior portion of the country. They stole his papers, phone, and money at night and then left him behind. In 2018, he approached the German embassy in Congo to tell them he was still alive. However, with all of his identifying papers stolen, it took him a long time to prove who he was. During the time of his supposed death, he was a member of the VfB Hulls and played youth soccer on the same team as future star Manuel Neuer. Kamba's ex-wife is currently under investigation for fraud since she presented forged papers to collect insurance money. However, she has denied the charge. Kamba says he didn't know his wife even collected insurance money. If the case pushes through, it's likely he'll be called as a witness. Number 2. Navy encounters 8 UFOs. After years of evading the question, at least one U.S. government agency has somewhat confirmed that UFOs do exist. The United States Navy has caused quite a stir lately for confirming that videos of UFO recordings taken by U.S. fighter jet pilots are indeed legitimate. The first of the controversial Navy UFO videos was released by To the Stars Academy, a UFO research company headed by rock star and former Blink 182 member Tom DeLonge. The videos generated a lot of questions when they first came out, and it took some time before the Navy finally admitted the videos were real encounters and that they have no idea what these unidentified aerial phenomenons, or UAPs, are. However, it seems the famous Tic Tac video and other recorded videos released by the Navy were only the tip of the iceberg. In fact, there have been several officially recorded UFO encounters that have happened in the past few years. Navy personnel have filed these once classified reports, which are now available to the public via the Freedom of Information Act. These serve as the first official documentation of unidentified craft seen flying over restricted airspace. According to the reports, there have been at least seven encounters between 2013 and 2014, with one possible encounter in 2018 and another in 2019. The first of these reports was filed on June 27, 2013. Fighter pilots encountered a craft flying at 17,000 feet. They described the object as white and having the size and shape of a missile or drone. They were unable to pick it up on radar, but visually saw it instead and noted it had an exhaust trail. In November of 2013, another encounter was seen over the Naval Air Station Oceana in Virginia. The fighter pilots spotted an object on radar at 12,000 feet, cruising at 0.1 Mach speed. This time they described the craft as being white with a 5-foot wingspan. They couldn't find any other distinguishing features, but determined the craft to be unmanned. The pilot could see the object and tracked it visually for close to an entire hour. The third report was the same as the second one, except this time, it says a second pilot had confirmed seeing the same object at roughly the same position as the previous sighting. They still weren't able to identify the origins of the craft, though. Fast forward to March of 2014, where the fourth report was made. This time, they detected a radar track of an object flying at 19,000 feet. At first, they thought it was a false track as a result of the fast and high winds, but as a fighter pilot came to within about 1,000 feet of the object, he saw something small, describing it as the size of a suitcase. However, the pilot could not identify what it was exactly, and he never gained visual contact again. The following month, in April of 2014, several unidentified aerial devices were spotted. At least two were caught on radar. The first was flying at 12,000 feet, while the other one was 15,000 feet. Both seemed to be near stationary. Later, the two objects were confirmed using the JET's Advanced Targeting Forward-Looking Infrared System, or ATF-LIR. While they were tracking the two objects on radar, the report says at least two other fast-moving objects passed by the ATF-LIR, even if they weren't seen on radar. The following day, two more fighter jets made radar contact of two identified objects flying at 11,000 feet. Interestingly, the jets were able to lock onto this object using a captive carry training missile, but they never saw what the objects were visually. The seventh report happened just 5 days after the last encounter. This time, it describes a near-mid collision with a balloon-like object. Still, they were unable to identify what the object was. The last of the reports outline an incident encounter that happened in February of 2019. This time, fighter jets described spotting a red weather balloon flying at 27,000 feet. When they looked into the matter, though, they could not find any organization or individual that released a balloon that day. These are just a few of the hazard reports filed away by the Navy. It's unclear what these unknown objects were exactly. From how they're described, they're far from the fast-flying UFOs most people imagine UFOs to be, but it's nonetheless unusual that so many of these objects appeared on what is considered to be restricted airspace. Number 1. Coronavirus Researcher's Mysterious Death. An assistant professor at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine, 37-year-old Bing Liu, was found dead and murdered inside his home on May 2, 2020, in Ross Township, Pittsburgh. Liu, a Chinese-born medical school assistant professor, was helping to do research on COVID-19. It was on the verge of significant findings, according to colleagues, before he was shot dead. Because of his work status, his murders fueled various conspiracy theories. But according to police, Liu was killed by an acquaintance, Hao Gu, who was a software architect. Gu was also found dead inside his car. He had committed suicide. Investigators believe the case was a murder-suicide after the two argued over an intimate partner. It's unclear, though, what kind of relationship they had exactly. As a result of his origins and the fact that he was working on research about COVID-19, many have suggested his death could be tied to the ongoing spread of the disease. Shortly after his death, Chinese social media saw a rush of postings suggesting the Chinese government may have had something to do with it. Other conspiracy theorists suggested he found out the virus came from America and brought it to China using American Wuhan soldiers. Meanwhile, there are those who claim his death is too coincidental and even suggest there could be hidden secrets that many don't know regarding the virus. Today, the coronavirus continues to be a problem. Countless theories about the origins of it are still rampant. Some are pushed by the politicians, others by media. Police have denied there are conspiracy theory links to Gu's death. They say they haven't found any evidence that connects his death to the kind of research he was working on, and that it's simply a coincidence. So there with the Strange and Scary Mysteries of the Month for June 2020. Every day we encounter strange and baffling stories that most of us don't know what to make of. These are just a handful, but there's still so many more to uncover. If you like this video, then please remember to subscribe to our channel and consider supporting us on Patreon. We have new videos coming out every Wednesday and Saturday for you to check out. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you soon.